Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today we're focusing on the topic, I Will Depend on God's Word, based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 36 and verse 32. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of scripture. Then took Jeremiah another roll, and gave it to Barak, the scribe, the son of Nerah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words. Satan can never shut up the word of God, because his truth shall stand forever. Therefore, we can stand on the word of God, knowing that that word can never be destroyed. It is so interesting that even though people are aware of the power of God, they still allow Satan to trick them into believing that they can somehow destroy the words of God. You see, my friend, there are times when people try to shut up those who proclaim the words of the Lord by either trying to get them to fall into temptation or to kill them. There are times when people try to destroy those books which contain the word of the Lord. But when we read the story of the reading of the roll in Jeremiah 36, the Bible makes it clear that no man can successfully shut up God's words to destroy the word of God. Although Jehoiakim thought he was successful in his attempt to destroy the rolls that contain the word of the Lord, he was reminded through the actions of Jeremiah and Barak that no man can shut up the servants of the Lord or destroy the word of God so that it is not available to people. This fact was demonstrated in the actions taken by Jeremiah and Barak. In Jeremiah 32, in the 32nd verse of Jeremiah chapter 36, the word of the Lord said, "Then took Jeremiah another roll, and gave it to Barak the scribe, the son of Nerah, who wrote therein from the mouth of Jeremiah all the words of the book which Jehoiakim, king of Judah, had burned in the fire. And there were added besides unto them many like words." It is very important for us to realize that those who speak on behalf of God are not speaking for themselves. We must remember that God possessed the power to take care of those who speak for him. And God also has the power to take care of his word. So, although Jehoiakim was successful in destroying the rolls which contain the word of God, he was unsuccessful in destroying those who wrote and read the words of God. Although he was able to temporarily shut away from the people of God, from the word of God, shut them away from the word of God, God was putting something in place to ensure that his words were made available for the people of God. Matthew Henry, in his commentary on this passage of scripture, made the following statement, and I quote, "The king of Judah, though a king, was severely reckoned with by the King of Kings for his indignity done to the written word. God noticed what it was in the role that Jehoiakim king took so much offense at. Jehoiakim was angry because it was written therein, saying, 'Surely the king of Babylon shall come and destroy this land.' And did not the king of Babylon come 2 years before this and go for towards the destroying of the land? He did so in his third year. So that God and his prophets, and therefore became his enemies because they told him the truth, told him of the desolation that was coming, but at the same time putting him into a fair way to prevent it. But if this be the thing he takes so much amiss, let him know. When the roll was written anew, there were added to the former many like words, many more threatenings of wrath and vengeance. For since they will yet walk contrary to God, he will heat the furnace 7 times hotter. Note, as God is one mind and none can turn him, so he has still more arrows in the quiver, and those who contend with God's vows do but prepare for themselves heavier of the same kind. End of quote. Praise the Lord, because his words can never be destroyed. I pray that we will ask the Lord to help us to continue to surrender every single year of our lives to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that we can stand on the words of God. We know that no matter what happens to the word of God, we can stand upon it, because his words can never be destroyed. Let us pray. Father, we thank you today for reminding us that your words can never be destroyed. Help us, Lord, to have confidence in your words, never to try to do anything to put your words aside, but to put them before us so that they may be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We bless your name for this word today, we pray, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.